Time now for our business news. On Mondays, we focus on technology, and it's getting harder for some kids to put one over on their parents. Tracking technologies are starting to find their way into family life. Those technologies could make some youthful indiscretions, such as cursing behind their parents' back or going to a forbidden party, much harder. Parents say they are trying to protect their kids, but it could be at the expense of trust. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
For kids these days, it's not Big Brother who's watching. It's Big Mama and Big Papa. Take the Suttons. This year, the Long Island couple purchased software that makes it possible for them to know exactly what their kids are doing online. That's Jeffrey Sutton's cell phone, alerting him to the fact that his 11-year-old daughter, Jordan, has tried to go somewhere on the web she shouldn't.
So the sentry at home just sent me a text message saying that Jordan has violated the sentry blocking system.
Sentry is the name of the technology, which enables Sutton to monitor his kids online. It's new. It just came on the market 4 months ago. The software, made by a company called Search Help, not only sends alerts to Sutton, he can go online himself and check in.
My computer at work, I have programmed, no matter where I am, if I'm on my laptop in Las Vegas or Los Angeles, I could actually log on and see what my children are doing on the computer in real time.
As one might expect, the software is not exactly popular with the Suttons' children. Here's 11-year-old Jordan and 14-year-old Derek.
I don't like it that much, that they like know what everything I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a little weird feeling that they know, like, everything I say and everything I do. I don't know, it's a little invasion of privacy, I guess.
But Derek and Jordan's parents feel a lot safer. Before they got the Sentry software, they worried about pedophiles in chat rooms and inappropriate pop-ups.
My daughter was doing a search on the internet, and she was searching for, she's very interested in dogs, and she punches up on the internet search, puppies. And a woman with her breast exposed with dogs painted on her breasts came up.
Now, even if the blocking mechanisms don't keep out the ad, the Suttons will get a page on their cell phone. The Sentry software is one of a growing number of products that use technology to help parents keep track of children. Donna Butler recently purchased a phone with GPS technology that allows her to use the internet to track her 17-year-old daughter's whereabouts.
And it shows where she's at, and the map, it's through MapQuest, shows exactly the route that she's taking, plus the speed that she's going at that time.
One night, when Butler's daughter got lost in a bad neighborhood, she was able to guide her home using the system. Butler also likes to be able to see how fast the car is going. It's not that she doesn't trust her daughter. It's her friends that can be the problem. One night, her daughter's friend was doing 85 miles per hour down the interstate. Her daughter had the phone, so Butler knew how fast the car was traveling.
I was able to text message her through the phone and let her know that if the person she's riding with can't slow down, I will be glad to come pick her up and bring her home myself and let that parent know how fast that child was going.
The GPS system is made by a company called Teen Arrive Alive, a multi-million-dollar business based in Florida. There are now other emerging companies with technologies that allow parents to check an online video to see what their kids are doing at camp or at daycare. There are tags that let schools know when a child has gotten on the bus and arrived at class. While some may wonder if all this monitoring is too much, it helps alleviate the worries of parents like Butler.
As a parent, you try to do everything you can for the safety of your children because you can't replace them. And whether or not she wants to think of it as, you know, tracking her or following her, we only have our children once, and if we lose them, that's it.
But parents can go too far, say some experts. Dr. William Damon, a psychologist and professor of education at Stanford, says too much monitoring can undermine trust between parent and child. Parents run the risk of raising children who won't be able to take care of themselves, says Damon.
The child is going to come away from this not really having the confidence to develop the kinds of internal controls and the kinds of internal intelligence about the world that the kid's going to really need in all those millions of moments when the child is not under the parent's watchful eye.
Ultimately, it will be parents like Butler and the Suttons who determine just how useful and popular these monitoring technologies will be. Jeffrey Sutton says the online monitoring technology is helping him and his wife develop a better relationship with their children. He recalls a time he read one of his 11-year-old daughter's online conversations, and he was shocked.
And there was a particular boy at this age wanted to date her, and she keeps turning him down. And he was getting a little nasty with her, and she was telling her friends in the chat room about the pillow she just bought. And this little boy, who we know very well, asks her over the internet, "Are you humping your pillow?"
Sutton says knowing what happened allowed him to have a good conversation with his daughter and help her deal with a difficult situation.
Because we know exactly what he said, because we logged on and we saw that this boy said this, we were able to interact with her in regards to that. And we were also able to interact with the other parents.
In fact, the other parents were so happy to know, they went and purchased a copy of the Century software. Laura Seidel, NPR News.